Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting third. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Ellis. Batting fifth. The DH, Charlie Spikes. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ron Lolick. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tom Ragland. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Brent Strom. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting third. The first baseman, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting sixth. The DH, Frank Howard. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dick Sharon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Lolick. And now, play ball. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Strom fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes strikes out. One out. Ron Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick strikes out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss takes first base on ball four. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lolick. Howard reaches second base with a double. Dick Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ragland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2 to nothing, Indians. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley. Williams reaches second base with a double. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick strikes out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ellis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 3 to nothing, Indians. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rodriguez moves to second. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Lolick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0 for 1 in the game. Lolick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Chambliss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lolick moves to second. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenas hits a line drive towards first. Kaline reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 0 for 1 in the game. Ragland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields the ball and throws to second. Taylor drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Taylor. Lolick scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4 to nothing, Indians. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Howard hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Dick Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0 for 1 in the game. Sharon hits a pop-up towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 2 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ellis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman strikes out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Strom fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 2 in the game. Spikes takes first base on ball 4. Ron Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Spikes. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Spikes steals second. Ron Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lolick strikes out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chambliss hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spikes scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 0 for 2 in the game. Ragland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cardenas moves to second. Bob Miller now pitching. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Torres now playing right field. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline strikes out. 1 out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. Freehan takes first base on ball 4. Horton moves to second. Tom Timmerman now pitching. Gates Brown pinch hits for Frank Howard. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ragland fields it and throws to second for the out. Horton moves to third. 2 outs. Norm Cash pinch hits for Dick Sharon. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to second. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Horton scores. Brown moves to third. Cash moves to second. It's 5-3, Indians. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 2 in the game. Brinkman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Torres. Brinkman reaches second base with a double. Brown scores. Cash scores. Rodriguez moves to third. It's Indians, 5, Tigers, 5. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Al Kaline now playing right field. Norm Cash now playing first base. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Williams takes first base on ball 4. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 3 in the game. Hendrick strikes out. There goes Williams. The throw from Freehan to second, and Williams is out. 2 outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ellis hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Oscar Gamble now playing left field. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Northrup pinch hits for Al Kaline. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a fly ball into left field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Northrup now playing right field. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chambliss takes first base on ball 4. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Raglan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 5. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein pinch hits for Tom Ragland. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Taylor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. John Lowenstein now playing second base. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into left field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Brinkman hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 5. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-4 in the game. Hendrick hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ellis strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 4 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup hits a fly ball into left field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Taylor. The throw from Ellis and he is out, Lowenstein applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Chambliss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Taylor fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Freehan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.